All right, Chad Reed, Dallas. Last week, we definitely saw progress. You probably would have won the thing if you had gotten by Davey. But this week, probably not what you want to do, and not a good race for you.
Yeah, I mean, last week, shoulda, woulda, coulda, I guess. But, yeah, just, I don't know, just fighting the same things, and I'm frustrated, you know. Not pumped, not finishing on the podium, and not pumped to be struggling all day and having to build yourself up, and get a good start, and then go backwards. It just kind of totally blows, to be honest.
Track, not that you're going to make excuses, but, man, no one I talked to tonight had anything good to say about the track, except for Coy Gibbs, who told me it was probably good for the 50s, the KTM 50s. What'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with the rest of the crowd. The tracks are a joke, you know. They're fast. They're poorly. I don't even, you know. And it sucks because Dirtworks guys are good guys, and obviously, you know, they got their pride on their sleeve, and when you start bumming those guys out, it's not cool. But I don't know. It is what it is, and yeah, the tracks are just haven't been that great this year, being really one-lined and had, you know, hard to, you know, set bikes up for. You know, for me, I got to let go of the dream of being good in the whoops, you know, and I just totally suck in the turns right now, and I'm disappointed as a rider and as a team owner that we can't figure the thing out quicker than we have been able to. So unfortunately, I think everybody's having the same issue. They're just able to ride through it, and I don't know. I'm disappointed in myself and not being able to, you know, wrap my hands around it.
I thought Davey had you in the whoops early, and you probably knew that and heard him. And then I thought you picked it up in the whoops, but maybe not. I thought you were like, oh, like, I need to pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, I was fine in the whoops. It's just I sucked in the turn before it and the turn after it, and the turn after that, and the one after that, and the one after that. So it doesn't matter how fast you are in the whoops, you know. And the biggest thing was he was just getting a better drive coming out of the turn and carrying that momentum through the whoops. And I was, you know, horrible drive out of the turn and, you know, basically just trying to commit through the whoops. So to say the least, we got a turning issue, and it's not a Honda problem. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but we gotta wrap our hands around it quick. And you know, we've been debriefing with the guys and trying to, you know, have them send some things to Florida this week, and we'll try them out. I have to get used to riding a soft front end, and I hate it, but that's just what I'm gonna have to do. So we got some ideas and see what we can do.
Any problems with the Dungey Pass? Trey told me a lot. He did to a few guys, and it's kind of the only way to get by on the track, and a rare show of aggression for Dunge. But you all right with that, or what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky to save it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I was dabbing my leg, and you know, 2-3 times, and but yeah, not bummed at all. I mean, I got respect for Dunge. He's not the kind of guy that come on in there and clean your ride out. And you know, we've raced each other hard and clean over the years, and yeah, I mean, when the dude in front of you is a roadblock in the turns, you gotta get by him. So I was that guy tonight, and that was a bummer. I really wanted to get on the podium, and to be honest with you, you know, to start second and have a bit of a flashback of a deja vu of RV in front and me behind him, it was, you know, it would have been nice to challenge for the win tonight and at least be on the podium. And but I don't know, you know. Rewind a year, I'm happy to be walking away from here and going to the next race, and try to figure some things out this week.
Yeah, you've had success in Atlanta, and so that's one thing to build on. Look forward to Atlanta. Hey, not a good race for you, but thanks for coming out and talking to all of us idiots.
Always, no problem. Thanks.
All right, thanks.